Orma climbed steadily. She was above Matameo. Young Jube would slip now and then, accidentally kicking the badger on her head, but she toiled upwards without complaint. Tim was above Jube and Sam was the top climber, being the more experienced. He chanced to look below when they were over halfway up. The drop was dizzying, even for a squirrel. The other slaves were way below, treading nervously on each separate rung as they were chivied along by the slavers.
"Come on, dozy paws, or you'll feel my cane!"
"Up, you stupid creature, don't look down."
"Hey, you, get a move on up there!"
"Ow, you great lump, you're treading on my paws!"
It was mid-afternoon by the time they reached the giddy heights on top of the cliffs. At first, no creature noticed the big rat who sat watching them from a rocky outcrop. It was only when he moved towards them that they could distinguish him. Stonefleck was grey and dirty white, with black markings. He could lie still anywhere and be taken for a rock, a ground shadow, or part of the scenery. He was large for a rat, and not given over much to talking, and he carried a heavy bow and a well-laden quiver of arrows. Three Claws was taken aback. Stonefleck seemed to materialise out of the rocks.
"Where's the masked one?"
The rat's voice was flat and toneless.
"He'll be here soon. Are you Stonefleck?"
The rat did not reply. He seated himself at the cliff's edge and awaited the arrival of Slagar, looking for all the world like a boulder perched on the brink of the plateau. The slave lines were staked to the ground by pegs. Matameo and the other captives sat regaining their breath after the long climb, which had been made doubly difficult because of manacles and running line. The slavers surrounded them, panting hard from their exertions. Over the cliff edge, Mossflower sprawled away into the sunlit distances. Tess stared out hopefully. Somewhere out there was the beloved Red Wall Abbey, though it was too far away to see. The little church mouse comforted herself with the thought that her mother and father, if they were alive, would probably be going in to afternoon tea in Cavern Hole. She brushed a tear of homesickness from her eye and sniffed. Slagar was last up. He nodded to Stonefleck.
"Is this all you brought?"
the rat asked, indicating the captives. The silk mask pulled in and out against the cruel one's face as he breathed heavily.
"It's enough, rat. They're all young, strong and healthy. If you wanted more, you should have tried climbing down from here and catching them yourself. I'll speak to you later. First, I've got business to attend to. Wedgeback, get yourself over here."
"Oh, me?"
The stoat pulled a paw at himself.
"Who do you think, numbrain? The weasel behind you? Come here!"
Slagar's voice was tight and dangerous. Nervously, Wedgeback looked round at his companions. They seemed to be intent on minding their own business. No beast wanted to see what was about to happen. Falteringly, the stoat made his way over to the cliff edge, where Slagar stood waiting. The masked fox seized a pawful of Wedgeback's soft belly, digging his claws painfully deep. He pulled the frightened stoat forward until he was breathing down the terrified creature's nostrils. A slight breeze rippled the silken hood mask. Slagar had never looked more scary. The stoat gulped aloud, his face a fraction from the slitted eyes. Slagar was actually smiling.
"Wedgeback, old friend, let me tell you something. When I leave you in charge of the prisoners, it means that you have to guard them carefully and let none escape."
"But, Slagar, I..."
"Shh!"
The cruel one's voice was deceptively soothing.
"Don't interrupt. It's bad manners. You've got a lot to learn, Wedgeback. Pity you won't have time, though. Where was I? Oh, yes. You know the trouble we went through to get those creatures from Redwall Abbey, yet the moment my back was turned, you let them escape, didn't you?"
The stoat was almost incoherent with fear. Slagar's claws were piercing his belly, and he felt totally helpless.
"I didn't know they were gonna escape, honest."
Slagar began slowly turning Wedge back, so that the stoat had his back to the cliff edge. He was teetering on the brink.
But they did escape. No thanks to you, I caught them again. There's no room in my band for blunderers, Wedgeback. You'll have to go.
Wedgeback's eyes rolled wildly.
I'll go, Slager. I promise I'll never come back again. Please don't hurt me. Just let me go.
As you wish, my friend. Goodbye.
Slagar let go of the stoat at the same time, giving him a slight push. The luckless Wedgeback vanished over the edge of the heights with a scream of despair.